a different breed in the community that they don't have anymore that much.
Did you get that email from him?
From who?
From Arkin. Morris Arkin.
Sometimes I get, but I'm not sure which one.
Kind of read it.
What about the numbers? Israel, the numbers? What is the email about? I probably got it.
Things that we should stick to our own.
Okay. We'll do it another time. No big deal.
Hey, get ready.
No, no.
Jimmy?
No, I'm good.
So,
is this building starting to pack up now at this point? You notice?
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to be more crowded, this building. You don't stay for the breakfast at shul?
Rarely.
Why, it's not good enough, or?
No.
The people?
He said, I sit over there and I eat bread and cheese and...
Right, that's what they serve there. So you're trying to step away from the diet, you think?
I'm used to having oatmeal in the morning, my blueberries, you know?
Right.
That's all.
We need to do first a sample of just plain reading in Makam Ajam and then Hajaz for Ki Lashem Melucha.
Don't we have that?
Nope. We have the other Makams, but we missed those two. A sample, just plain reading. Just to introduce the Makam there, okay? Very simple.
No.
That's what we'll start with, and then we'll...
The best thing to do, David, listen to me.
Yeah.
Just do it another time, you know why?
Why?
In the morning, it's hard for me.
Mm.
You know? It's hard for me. I just wanted you to come because I miss you. I hope you don't mind.
Could I leave this paper here?
Which one?
And then you could do it... Just on the iPhone?
No, I want you here with me.
Because my schedule is now very... Except for Mondays, My schedule is very nighttime, you know?
Okay, good. What do you mean? You're working nighttime?
My work schedule is from 12 till 9.
Uh-huh.
Except Mondays.
So we can do it like...
Mondays.
Monday, yeah. Monday is good.
Or Friday afternoon.
Mm.
No, Friday afternoon is not good for you.
Monday is good. All day you have?
Yeah, I have off.
I'm busy Monday from 11:30 to 12:30.
That's it.
I have a trainer.
11:30 to 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
11:30 to 12:30. But you sure you don't want me to leave this list for you? And then it's very simple stuff.
No, you know what to do? Leave it.
I'll leave it for you.
And I'll have everything ready.
You mean you'll know what to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just...
write it down, what I need.
It's hard to read, so I'll just go over it once, okay?
Let me see.
It's hard to read. Alright. So, Kila, Shem Elucha, and Ajam, and Hajaz, right?
You have it?
That's the first two things we need.
Let me see.
Kila Hashem,
yeah.
And Ajam, and Hajaz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then we need Ya Ochil Rahman in Nishmat. Not the Pizmon, just the Nishmat.
Mm-hmm.
Then you need Rast, Magen Yishi, Feshavat Anim, then Malachim Arom, in Shavat Anim.
Malachim Arom is Ajam, isn't it?
Yep. Then Yibne Beto, in Shavat Anim.
Yeah. I never say that.
Shabbat, does it not fit? You never said it? No. Alright. So you'll decide on the spot what you do. Basically, very simple tunes. So we could just fill in these blanks here. Re'ezar Gabad in Mimitzrayim. Let's see.
Re'ezar Gabad.
For Mimitzrayim.
A piece of fruit there?
Yeah, sure.
You like cherries? You like melon? Cut the melon?
Melon's fine.
Like,
Melon's fine.
Banana.
I'm making a list for you here. You hear from Svi Jonas at all?
Yeah, I heard. I spoke to him last week.
Oh, yeah?
He calls me up every week.
Good.
He's been going to a lot of conferences, you know, sports medicine. Maybe he's interested in going into sports medicine. But
I'm very surprised that he's still not finished with all of this work.
He doesn't know what he wants to specialize in.
But he's already getting older. I'm surprised he's not already working 10 years. I mean, I'm a dentist, and it's still...
No, you know what it is with him?
What?
He doesn't need that much money. And he's working in the hospital. He makes enough money in the hospital. And...
Right.
He's happy with, you know, there's no pressure on him.
Until he gets married, you're saying?
The thing is, the last time I was with him, we went for a walk and we were talking. He says, well, how much do you think I need to get married with? That's why you're thinking about it? He said, no, not yet.
Right.
So we started going over all the different expenses that you have, you know?
Right. What, is he not going to live in the community? Is that it?
No, I told him one thing. I said, look, I said, one thing you have to do. Get this into your mind. I said, you have to move back to New York. You got to move back to New York. I said, there's no other solution. You're part of the family. You're very close to the family.
Right.
We're not going to see you every 6 months.
You know that's
the family.
That's exactly the way I was living back in Arizona.
Yeah.
It was like very,
you're
happy as an individual, but you have to basically not have any family.
Right. I tell him, I said, you're going to move to Birmingham, Alabama, someplace. I says, how many times are you going to see your parents? How many times are you going to have your kids be close to the family?
Right.
You know? I says, think of that, you know, and so I put it into his mind, you know, and he loves, every time he gets off a weekend, he drives in and he drives back.
Sure.
I says, so you know, you're close to the family, to the whole family, to your cousins, to your grandchildren.
So he's still close with the cousins, you think?
Mm-hmm.
With the cousins, it's still...
He's close to everybody. They all love him, you know, and he loves everybody. And he's very into...
Family.
Conversing with them.
Right. Same here. Me too. When I was in Arizona, I made loads of friends very easily. But I... I was visiting a lot, but...
It's not like being family.
It's different.
Like.
It's very different. No, thank you.
Yeah, no, huh?
I promise you, the shul, what they do, I can't eat for another three, four hours.
You know, I'm taking my blood pressure every day.
Good.
For my doctor, he wants me to keep a record, but my blood pressure is going up for some reason, I don't know why.
Do you feel different?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel different, or it's just going up?
No, I don't.
You feel the same.
That's already. Morning and night.
It looks good.
It's not too high.
It's not too... It's the second number that's the bigger problem, usually. But it's okay. Sometimes these machines are incorrect. It looks like they messed up once or twice. Because why would you be 66 on any point? Why would this number be 66?
Okay.
And then the next day is 90?
No.
This machine
is different.
Yeah, this machine is a little bit off. In dental school, they wouldn't let us use this machine because it was almost always incorrect. You know? Unless you do it three, four times. And then you get somewhere in the average. So I'm leaving this here. Basically, what you did this year on Shabbat, and I don't want to record on Shabbat, we have it there. Make sense? When is Marilyn Towel coming here? Does she stay here, or she has her own apartment?
When the camp starts.
She stays in this house?
Mm-hmm.
No? She has another?
She's staying by her daughter.
In a house? I thought she stayed here. I thought she stayed here in the past.
She did.
She used to stay here.
2 years ago.
2 years.
three or four years ago.
It's nice. She still runs that camp every year.
Give it up soon.
Hmm? Does she want to? She doesn't care?
She doesn't want to. She wants to have a summer free. She wants to. Because she's not. She's retiring soon. I mean, she's not going to retire soon. But she's thinking of, you know.
What about school?
School she wants to continue.
School continue, but just the summer.
She's in her 60s already.
She's in her 60s already. She's been doing this for 30 years probably, right?
So she wants to travel.
There's no time.
There's no time to travel if she's going to be tied up with the camp.
Mm-hmm. She does all the behind-the-scenes stuff in the camp, but when you're in the camp itself, you don't see her that much. Does that make sense to you? She's always behind the scenes, but in the actual camp, you don't really bump into her, because she's always in the office. I remember, I was there once.
She's very... She sees things that are going wrong that nobody sees, you know?
Yeah.
She knows she's
like if there's a kid wandering around in the gym, she'll spot him.
She has a feeling, you know. Is this in the it's in the book? The script is one?
Yeah, page 301. Okay. Should I write on top?
No.
In the back. Page 301.
I'm gonna listen to it.
It's on the Arab, it's on the Pizmoni website. It's written by Ezra Dweck and
good,
Gabriel
Ezra Dweck. I know.
I never.
It doesn't even look like him. He was never a Hazan or anything like that. But he had...
He looks like a regular?
But there was a couple of good songs that he wrote that were very popular.
Right.
So, anyway.
Joseph Shehebar. Do you remember who that is? Albert Shehebar's father?
Oh, yeah.
So it's my grandfather's first cousin.
Uh-huh.
So he wrote it for his first... You know, very nice...
He was head of the Egyptian group that first came over here.
He was he was one of the heads.
In the 50s and 60s.
Now they all go to Bet Torah, so they're not really doing the Egyptians, you know? All these guys go to Bet Torah. That family goes to Bet Torah. Albert Joseph Shehebar.
Albert and his brother?
Albert goes to Bet Torah because he lives on Avenue K.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's the only one, no?
Maybe.
He's the only one, I think.
Yeah.
Go on.
Alright, so we'll arrange for Monday. We'll arrange for Monday. I told you, I have a very weird schedule. The schedule is basically nights, only nights, afternoons and nights, and no mornings. Is this too sloppy, or you understand this?
Which is jazz?
But not Rocheb Avi.
For Shabbat?
Yeah. I was thinking, Shavet Anim Atatishma Sakat El Nil Nagashi, that one, right? So, Rochev Avim, is that the only one we have? Is that the only one we have?
There's a few that you can use, not a few you can use. But there's not too many pieces.
Not too many pieces.
It's a jazz.
And you don't like to use Ozer Ani El Chai. That's a high holiday item.
No. But Bosnian didn't use it, right?
He used it. I don't think he knows the difference. Yecheskel used it.
Yeah.
Joey Mozeri always used to say not to use any high holiday pieces.
I used it.
No, I don't think. Maybe, I'm not sure.
I have the
High Holiday pieces. On what? On a Shabbat? I'm trying to think. I don't recall him ever using it. He must have used another holiday piece, but not that.
What other hajjahs do we have?
Is Mul Eli.
You want to see something strange that he does? So yes, I use Rodev Siddiq. That's not the jazz.
It's in the red book.
It's not working.
Oh. It's in the red book. It's the jazz.
It's in the jazz, yeah. Because if you're in Hajjan, have to go Rodev Siddiq. Rodev. You can't say Rodev Siddiq, umaskilelda. No, you can't. It doesn't fit. So actually, what is it?
It's, Nahawand, it sounds.
It's a low jazz. You start from. It's a low Nahawand.
Nahawand.
Say
Me Misraim.
Da ri 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 ra ra ra. Nahawand, right? Da ri ri ri. See how you going on the road of Siddiq? I used it once when I said Nahawand. And I use it in the Nahwan, you know, because it's Nawati. The high is jazz, and it finishes in Nahwan. Right?
It's in there, yeah. It's in there. How does it end now? But you could try to end it as Hajjaz, no? Could try to end it in there.
But it's, unless what you want to do is change the taba.
Change
the pitch.
Pitch, and then you start.
And the scale is very good. You can change the pitch.
What about the tune Melech Ram Ben Issa for Semechim?
Oh, did he use it Saturday?
So he used it for Hijaz, but I'm not sure who let him do that. Who let him do that?
Who taught it to him?
Who taught it?
I told him. I said
to do Hijaz.
I said I know that El Nadav used to use it
in Hijaz. Not Siga. Yeah, El Nadav used to use it, right. I think we have a recording of that.
He was an artist.
The people get lost in that song, but you know.
It's a solo.
It's almost a solo, yeah. we needed Ezra Ashkenazi to help with these solos. But yeah, use Yom Kippur melodies. Wait, this is 2 ears you have here, right? We need to repair this a little.
What do you want over here, Semichayim? You want
Mizot
Sabah, you want
Yigdal.
Yigdal Elohim Achai. I think Ashar used it.
And the next one is Ki Eshmer HaShabbat. Like that. What else you got there? Melech Ram Ben Isa. Could you do it, or it's only a Chizkel thing?
No, I don't know it.
You wouldn't know how to do it, right? Because it's complicated.
Yeah.
All right, so then forget about that on your part. And then Mul Eli for Semechim. Anyone could do it, but I just want you to do it, just so the collection is by you.
Even Mul Eli Vigodloh. It's hard to start it. Go ahead. Okay, so you have to stop, right?
Yeah.
That's not the way the song goes.
No? Okay.
I do it, I think.
You like to be consistent with the song.
You can start it like that. Or maybe you
can
start it that way.
It's a great tune. The song is too long. Hey, keep going.
Actually,
would you want to do it like that?
It stops. Then, Serafim Yofanim Hayot HaKodesh is not even part of that.
Right. Would you want to sing it like that, starting from the high?
Maybe.
Or the people would all get jammed up?
No.
And they would.
No, people will follow because they know the song.
Nemitzrayim, for us, we don't have anything except for that Mahur tune. Nemitzrayim ge'atanu.
Nemitzrayim for us. Nemitzrayim ge'atanu. You know, you can use that one.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of pieces in the rest.
If you're going to do anything, do the one that we don't have that much. Alright, Ajam Mim Misraim Ge'altanu. It's called this, Achon Alek. Adonai Eloheinu. That's what they told me it's called.
That melody? The melody is a piece of music from Abdul Wahab.
Yeah, that's what it's called, Achon Alek.
Really?
That's what Bozo in Israel told me.
Look at all, because I gotta go to the bathroom.
All right. Yeah.
So glad you came, baby.
Thank you.
looked when I was 18.
Yeah, wow.
Doesn't even look like
you. You look like Svi.
He looks like me?
Yeah, a little bit.
I gotta tell him.
Skinny. 18.
I was skinny.
You must have been 19, 39, 40, like this, 50?
No, 45.
Wow. U.S. Navy. U.S. Navy. So you're a veteran, they call you, right?
Yeah,
I guess so. All right, so here this thing is here.
Okay.
I still don't have a copy of two of these years.
I just have two. Joe Mosseri has four.
Mosseri has four.
Maybe you should put the copies of it in the...
We're missing two. This is 1940, you said? So one of these days I'll go to Staples and make a copy. 1940.
Tell Joey to make copies for you.
Yeah.
Of the four.
Of the four altogether.
You know, I use them when I make the calendar.
Yeah.
You know? We're following now his 4 years, you know? It's pretty much what we're...
I'm surprised he only did 4 years. He didn't do his whole life.
I'm trying to find out. Wait, stay here. Don't move. I want to see if I can find that...
What are you looking for?
That,
Oh, Mara Sarkin.
Yeah. I got together with a few people. Yeah, that's over here someplace.
How long ago is this?
I think last week. Okay. Rabbis and Hazarim, this way here. Read this.
Not turn around for Kabbalat Shabbat. Oh, wow. We sit for announcing Rosh Chodesh. Le David is never recited after Aleinu. Abelim should recite all the Kaddishes. Sefer Torah should be returned closed. We know that. Look at this. The Chazan for Yotzer should take over at Kil Hashem Elucha. At Bet Torah, they do the Yotzer.
Okay.
We need to discuss these issues further. We do not recite Berich Sheme and Mincha. Okay? On Shabbat Shira, we do Vatikach Miriam.
We don't. There are no books that have it.
No books have it.
So why?
Except the very old books. Yeshurun has it. Hazanim, that stands for Le David. Oh.
What's that?
Le David, during Anna. During Anna, they stand for Le David.
Oh, yeah? Should?
I don't know.
Things to discuss, is that what he said?
Things to discuss. Things to discuss.
No, the only reason I stand.
You stand?
I stand because there's no room to sit there. So I stay. You're supposed to sit.
You're supposed to sit.
Yeah.
All right. Back to this thing here. Do you have a Nakdi Shach in Hijaz that's not Sheikh Salama one?
Nakdi
Shach in Hijaz. And not that Arabic Salama one.
There's one that we used to say, but we used to say it. You could say it during the...
Anything interesting? From back in the old days, though.
I say,
anything different than that? You do that one? You do that one?
I say please.
You don't have Ezra Ashkenazi doing a difficult one?
For Hajjaz?
There's the... No.
Yeah, I say that on the holidays.
Okay, so that's the holidays. So
we have it. We have it.
We have that. So the only other one I could think of is that one. No.
And there's another one.
Meromi Barech, no?
You can say for Meromi. But there's one. No, I'm thinking about Kete. Yeter yitenu lecha Adonai Eloheinu Malachim Amone Malaz.
Never heard of it.
Mamecha Yisrael Kebutze Mata Yachad Kulam Kedusha Lecha Yeshal Leshu Kadavari. Maybe it's not even Syrian.
Uh-huh.
Towels usually use it.
The towels, wow. Sounds like Nahawan?
I think maybe it is Nahawan.
How does it end, that one?
Anyway, I'll think about the Hajjaz and
Nakti Shah.
What is Ashar? I'll look it up. Let's see what he says.
What does he use?
They never use Hajjaz in the old days. They never use Hajjaz in Musaf.
Mechiyalti.
Mechiyalti Ali Somebody put it on for Kaddish. But I can give you, I say it for Kaddish. It's very pretty.
What is it called? Mechiyalti? Or?
Mechiyalti. This is a piece of
art. Or is that the same as Nada Ani or
no?
It's different?
Oh, yeah. I think we have it.
I don't seem to know it.
I'll show it to you in the book. I got all these books. They give me these books.
Wow.
This is from...
Interesting.
I got to get me this. Here. Listen to this. Dear Mr. Kibasa, we hope you enjoy this book and use it in good health. It is just to show you how much we appreciate all the time you put in to teach us Pizmonim and the Makams. We hope that we will be able to pass this knowledge down to the next generation, just like you did with us. Thank you so much. And
Eddie, Mizrahi, Joey, Han.
Those two.
I know
anyway,
them.
This has all the new songs. Here.
All right, where is it? Okay, so how does...
Ana
Eli. How does that go?
No, I don't know how the song goes, but...
How does...
I know the Kaddish. Yitgadal v'itkadash Hey.
very pretty.
You do this middle of the year, not just high holiday?
I used to use it for Ankapu.
Oh, ah.
You know, it's not a... and Adab used to use it.
Used to, whenever?
I hear he used to use it. He used to tell me. I mean, I never heard him say it.
You never really used to hear him because you were always in this different minyan. So Nakti Shach, does this fit into Nakti Shach, sort of? Or you would have to decide how to do it?
Yeah,
you would have to play with it. All right, so here you go.
Okay, I want to make my own list now, you know?
Of course, you could even change the tunes. Yeah. Change all those tunes on your own piece of paper, and then...
And we'll do it one night, or on Monday.
Monday, it's the only night of the week I have.
Monday.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. So my other my other job, they kept me Monday through Thursday, 9 to 5. But I was very unhappy because every Sunday and Friday and weeknights, I was bored. I was too. I need to always be doing something.
Right.
So now I'm thrilled. They got me from 12 to 9 at night. I feel very occupied.
That's 9 hours. What do you take off?
It's 40 hours a week. It's 40 hours a week, just like every other job.
You're off 2 days, right? You're off
Shabbat.
Sundays,
Shabbat.
Saturday and Sunday?
Not Sunday.
Saturday and Monday.
Saturday and Monday.
So Sunday you're working.
Yeah. There's no better feeling for me to be, hey, I can't hang out, I have to go at work. You know, I like that. I like to always be busy.
Yeah.
I don't like Sunday come around and then I have to look for stuff to figure out what to do, you know? So I'm happy with the schedule. This is Ahalil Ve'Abia. You used it once for Mimitzrayim. Nahawand.
I like to use that for Hallelujah. You know, do we have it for Hallelujah?
No, we don't have that.
I say it on the holidays.
Do you think we could actually do this all in one sitting, or we'd have to break it up into 15 sittings?
Where are we going?
Where are we going? Right. I'm just saying, Mondays. We'll work on Mondays.
I never said this.
No, but it's in Ash'ar. It's in here.
Yeah, no, sometimes he uses pieces that I know.
Yeah.
But it doesn't fit. I don't know how he does it.
But Yivne Betov fits into Shavuot. Fairly easy, you know? Because we're always doing Melech Ram for Nahawand, for Shavuot Aniyim. We're always using Melech Ram, and then we have it on the recordings. We have it on the recordings many times. So there's no need to.
Which one do we use?
Melech Ram. Shavuot. We have it so many times on the recording. It doesn't help anymore.
We never used to use that.
No?
El Nadav instituted that.
El Nadav?
Yeah. And we used to use... Shavuot Aniyim.
Right. We have that also many times.
So I taught... what's his name... Hazar that we have in our shul, that young guy, I taught him
Kiyin
in Nahawand. Now he says it every once in a while, you know.
He didn't do it yet, but right?
Huh?
He didn't do it yet.
Yeah, he did it.
He did it once in the dome of Beit Torah?
Yeah.
He did it once?
Yeah.
I need to, why don't you record that for me, because I need to get that too.
We have it.
No, we lost it. We lost it. We misplaced it. You want to just do that one quick?
Yeah.
Because we misplaced it, and I can't find it anymore. Here's the Sidur. At least, it's an oddball thing that we never, you know. And those are the only two tunes we have, right?
Yeah. They never used to use tunes. They only used to use that one tune.
They never used to use the Ras tune, you're saying?
Yeah, the Ras they used to use, yeah. Okay, ready? Right?
All right, go ahead.
Uber Sion Goel Ul Shabi Fisha Be Yaakov Ne Umadonai Ve Anizot Periti Otem Amar Adonai Ruhi Asher Alecha Udbarai Asher Samti Beficha Lo yamushu mepicha u mepizanacha u mepizerazanacha amar Adonai me'ata ve'ad olam.
Good, thank you. I can't, yeah, you recorded it, but then we misplaced it. It's probably the only thing we misplaced.
I was going over one of the pieces of looking through the pismodium.org and I don't even know where it is now. I forgot where it was. I'm
right.
Listening to Mnejed sing a piece of that for that pismodium, huh? All of a sudden he goes into another pismodium. On that same, you don't have it.
I mean, we lost the... We don't have the full pismon, you're saying?
No, it's he has it. He has it.
He has it.
But you didn't record it as a separate song.
Oh, you mean it just...
Because he went in from one song to another. You know?
Yeah, we couldn't.
So you thought maybe it was the same song.
You forgot which one?
I don't know which one it is.
I think with... We misplaced one of the songs. We misplaced...
He made a...
Yeah, Siga.
He made a, Mickey had a tape, he lost it, he don't know what the hell, where it is, of his rendition of Bakashot Mizmor Shilei Yom HaShabbat. It was phenomenal.
We still need Mickey Carey. We need his help with stuff. If you could ever find him, let me know. If you could find how I could, is he going to be in Dealittle? No? Just Brooklyn?
I saw him Friday, I went to see him. His home. He's got somebody with him. Can't remember.
He can't remember?
Can't remember. He said, you know, he's telling me, he says, you know, Kenny, he said, a few weeks ago, there was nobody there for to read the Sefer Torah from Mincha. He says, I got up and I said the piece. He says, not a mistake. I said, sure, you said it by heart. He said, oh, what are you talking about? I said it by heart. He said, you said it by heart.
He knows it by heart. Alright, hopefully he gets better.
This is what?
It's good pieces you got there. Hodach.
This is,
Nachdishach, you could do Hodach, no?
I don't know what it says up here. Oh, for jazz? That's what it says.
Yeah. Mehoncha te asher.
You know that one?
Mm-hmm. It goes into Nishma. Yeah, but you plug it into Nishma, it looks like, right?
Kaddish, I said Melecha. Melech Ram Venesa. Okay. Yeah. I don't know how I said that. I never said that.
Are you sure you did this? This is your handwriting.
I said, Yerom Yamshuri.
Yeah. But then you did Nakti Shach.
Do we have Yerom Yamshuri? We have it on tape?
We have it. We have, you did it. Baruch Hashem, yeah. You did it. I believe we have it. Yeah, I believe so. So how does the last one go? Hodach v'naktishach.
And no, we say the second part. Malchi Dodi Naktishach. He said we started from the jazz.
Parfe Kodesh.
Now what do you do?
Am Shaleshim.
And then you end it. Then you end it in Hejaz or by
yeah. But if he sings Hejaz, he can go back to Hejaz.
Yeah, I'll write it. That's what we were looking for. That's what we were looking for. A good Nakti Shach.
Uh-huh.
Even though it's a little bit bayat, it still works well. It's good. You have it written down so you can save it. Alright, so I'm going to go, I think, because commute to Lakewood. Thank you very much.
We'll get together Monday.
We'll get together Monday, anytime, the whole day, all day.
You put it on my calendar. You'll call me up, you'll let me know.
Yeah, I'll let you know. It's a good idea what we're doing because there's no point in having everything scattered out, all your material. It should be in one place, organized way, you know? So this is...
That's what I wanted to tell you, right? You know, when you go into a bibliography,
right?
Any of them, and you go and you want to imagine, you want to hear him sing this song. Why do we have to go into the parasha and go to look for this for the hymn and press over there? Keep it over there.
Keep right, it there. Right, you're saying.
And
you're saying you have to go too many places.
Yeah.
It's that's the way the website works. I wouldn't know how to make it.
Who's the one that takes care of all that?
Franco. Sam Franco.
He's good?
Oh yeah.
Who's
Franco? Franco, his father. Harry Franco? Sanford. No.
I like, where is he in Deal?
He's in Deal. You want to meet him?
Yeah, I like to meet him.
Of course. I could find him. Malachim Adom. What is it? 189?
What then?
This guy. Shemuel Aharon Franco. Shmuel Aaron Franco.
That's his son?
Grandson.
His grandson.
Shmuel Aaron Franco. I believe it's the same one. But I could...
He wrote two songs, Ashar for him.
All right. But yeah, if you want to meet him, we could always bring him over. He'll be happy.
I'm sure I know him.
He's my age. He's my age, and he's very smart with computers.
Where's Ari Sakre?
During the year... Bedford Avenue, Bedford. But he doesn't go to Bet Torah, but he's there. I do see him a lot, you know? Okay, I'm going to go. Thank you so much. This is what you have here, Gizmon, and this is the list.
Okay.
But if you want to change the pieces for the most part, then we'll do that.
Okay.
All right. All right, so what are you up to today, the rest of the day? Take it easy.
You're also going to do some exercise. I have to train my hand.
Right.
It's showing me how to stretch and how to balance and
right.
Work on my balance.
I started going to the DSN. The DSN, the gym.
Place.
Yeah. The new place on Norwood. I like it. It's good. New place on Norwood.
Big enough or are you looking for?
My keys, it's downstairs.
Hi.
Ike asked me, what does DSN stand for?
DSN, Deals Fartic Network.
Oh.
But Sally was telling me that they opened up the new, the old center that they have.
The old JCC?
Yes.
JCC.
They reopened it?
And it's
yeah.
Non-sectarian.
Not as sectarian?
Non-sectarian.
I don't know the details. But all I know is
you know
that...
my sister Sally?
We
now
just
we
met.
Do. Now we do. What's your last name?
Ray.
Sally Ray. You know who my aunt was? Lily Michon.
Oh,
Lily and Eddie
yes,
Michon.
Yes, yes.
That was my aunt, great aunt. So anyways, have to run out of work, out in Liquids. I have to get in the car.
What do you do there?
Dentist.
Oh.
Yeah. I start very late.
My new son-in-law is just finishing his residency in Bentville.
New son-in-law?
Yeah.
Who?
You wouldn't know him. His name is Reuben Sherman.
Reuben.
He just finished at where did he finish? In the Bronx? Montefiore. He's got 2 more weeks to finish that residency. How is it out there? You like it?
Liquid? Yeah, it's good. There's a lot of people. Very busy.
How much money are you owing?
It's like in the 200 range.
Uh-huh. I'm telling you.
How much money?
290, I think he's got.
So it's all the same for all of us. In the 200 range, Arizona.
Wow. Oh, okay. I finished up at Columbia. It's a big load.
It's a big load, so you gotta starve yourself the first few years, and then
Now he's sending out his resumes, so we'll see where he'll end up.
All right. Yeah. Sounds good.
His father is the president, or his?
His father?
Mm.
Which communities?
Spanish-Portuguese synagogue in the city.
Really? Mm. I bet you he knows Ricky Hittery, Ricky Hittery?
Oh yeah, very well.
Rabbi
Ricky's over there.
Okay. All right, nice seeing you guys. But
same here, enjoy.
I'll be in touch for Monday, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right, nice seeing you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.